Good evening, everyone. It is 7:42 p.m., the last day of April, Monday, April 30th. It's a Kent Braverman podcast. How is everyone? I'm driving on 195, which is an offshoot of 95, heading from Miami to Miami Beach. It's pretty gorgeous. As I look over these blue, light blue seas, looks pretty. Makes me appreciate the environment. Appreciation for an environment that is hospitable to humanity, right? It's gorgeous. And while I relish in the beautiful scenery, the smell of the ocean air, what comes to mind is, because I'm such a Beltway boy, what comes to mind is the Environmental Protection Agency. What comes to mind is the fact that 30 or 40 years ago, in the town of Los Angeles, for example, you couldn't see Shiznit when you looked out your front door. You couldn't see the stars at night ever, because it was just covered in smog. And then California and the federal government subsequently decided to do something about it. It said, this is not what we want. We don't want to turn into Xinjiang, China, which I don't know if that's a city in China, but it probably is. There's Beijing, obviously. Xi Jinping, I think, is the leader. Anyway, the point is in China, it's disgusting. And everyone walks around with surgical masks, not only because they're fashionable, but because they really don't want to be exposed to all the particulates in the air. Well, we did something about it in Los Angeles. Los Angeles is better. There are California emission standards, helpful for vehicles. Like, a lot of times your car won't make it in California if you purchased it in another state. Because it's emitting too much gunk, right? So the Environmental Protection Agency had a mission. It had a mission to help to protect the environment, to protect the water. Let's do what we can. Let's have people checking up on those of us who might pollute when we shouldn't, because there are no repercussions. Let's do something about it. Well, that would have been phenomenal had we not had a crisis of vanity in the White House and him bringing in everyone to try to destroy everything that is good in this country. So what Trump did is he brought in Scott Pruitt to head the Environmental Protection Agency. Scott Pruitt, a man, the biggest whore for special interest that he could find, a man who made his living off of suing the EPA, a man who you can directly tie to earthquakes in Oklahoma because of his support of fracking, a real complete scumbag owned by the Mercers and owned by the Koch brothers and owned by, subsequently, that faction of the Republican Party. Carl Icahn. That's the one that's Pruitt. So Pruitt is scum, and I won't walk that back. He is human scum, right? He does everything he can to lie to your face and steal from you. He's the worst person you could have heading the EPA. And as soon as he was brought in there, of course there was pushback from the career people at the EPA. And what happened there? Well, there are some things that have come to light that oftentimes the media likes to take advantage of. As someone who has been the subject of an FBI deposition in the past, I can tell you that one question they will ask you is, did this, if you're reporting about somebody who you think is committing financial crimes, were there any lavish spending trips? Did you notice excessive amounts spent on airfare, vacation, travel, hotel, stuff like that? That's always one they like to go with because it works best in court. If people are chartering $100,000 private jets, or at least trying to charter a private jet for $100,000 a month, or something that he wanted, that that one of the other people at the FBA that was signing off on this wouldn't go along with, if he's giving abnormal, substantial raises to staffers that he has brought in and doing it outside of the GSA schedule, outside of the normal government schedule of salaries and raises, he's doing all that stuff individually. If he's got his private secured phone booth, first of all, why on earth do you need this level of security working at the EPA? And the answer is you don't. The only reason you would need that is if you are trying to, against all odds, keep your communications secret. You're trying to communicate with others and you don't want it recorded. You don't want any of the traditional sources of retention of documents, records, phone calls, all this. You don't want them functioning. You want your own little Superman booth that just connects you to Carl Icahn, you to President Trump, you to the people that are giving you the instructions you need, right? The question here's with the human scum like Scott Pruitt. These guys, first of all, they're soldiers for other people and they take a lot of flack. Like Scott Pruitt is a soldier for Carl Icahn. And he's also a soldier for Trump. And the reason why Trump won't fire him is because I'm sure he's gotten a promise from Scott Pruitt not to remove him or not be one of the cabinet members who decides to remove him based on 25th Amendment grounds, that he's not crazy. Basically, he's a whore that the president can trust. And so that's why he does all these terrible things, lies in front of Congress. And I mean, there's so many instances of him, you know, violating ethics, violating all the statutes of ethics. I can't even remember all of them. There's the staffers, there's the plane trips, personal travel. There's the thing he called a skiff, which was not a skiff, tried to be a secure line, bulletproof desks, all kinds of utter BS because he fears for his life. Okay, here's how you can stop fearing for your life, Scott Pruitt, right? If you're really that scared. And that is, grow two fucking balls and stop being a whore for people you shouldn't be, okay? Because you keep this up, you're going to jail. You're a conspirator to defraud the United States. How about you wake up and flip like everybody else who's waking up? Do you want to be a human scumbag? I'd love to talk to you in person because I will say it to your effing face. You're a human scumbag because of the way you act. Do you want to do something about it? Do you want redemption? I mean, come on. Break it down. Do you want to be remembered as a piece of shit that was implanted in the EPA to destroy our water? Why do you think we've got a romaine lettuce problem? Any ideas? Any ideas why? Is it perhaps because we've been defunding areas in the EPA that do this type of testing? And the FDA as well. I mean, they're connected together. But the EPA... clean water? Do we care about clean water? Or do we just want to make everybody sick? Should we just dump our benzene and other coal deposit runoff just into the water? Because why? Because it's cheaper? Because that's what your lobbyists want you to do, Scott Pruitt? It goes against everything that the EPA stands for to put a whore for special interest in charge. And we should march down to the EPA office and remove him for being a scumbag. Legally, of course, not physically. We don't do that here. We don't do physical acts of violence like that. We just do healthy legal remedies to these situations. Because all these things that these people are doing are just becoming more and more obvious, more and more apparent. Why, after all these ethics violation regulations, revelations, why on earth wouldn't he be gone? Republican senators and congressmen are also calling for him to be gone. Why? Oh, yeah. It's because we've got that future felon in the White House who's scared to death that he's going to prison and he needs everybody he can in his cabinet that he can trust because he's continually losing people every day who are flipping on him because the FBI and the strong arm of the law still exists and it's coming. And there's been a flip, speaking of flips, there's been a flip in the last month and really since after the Cohen raid because it became a real deal. That now the government was able to get a warrant because a crime was in progress. That's the only way you're going to be able to raid a lawyer's office is if you have substantial evidence that the lawyer is committing a crime with their client or just the lawyer's committing a crime as an individual. That's the only way you're going to get that. And they got it without problem. They got it for the safety deposit box. They got it for the office. They got it for the hotel. They got it for the home too, I believe, right? Now, because of that flip that's started to occur, people are realizing that there's no way the president's getting out of this anymore. I used to think that there was a chance that he would fire everybody in the FBI, like 10,000 people, and there would be nobody left to protect us. And it would just be, we'd end up living like Russia, where we're scared to say things because we know that Trump's sending like ICE to come and get us, or whatever type of private army that he's able to create with his black budget that they have passed in Congress, that they would come get you. I thought that that might happen. I thought it was actually a possibility. Now, I know that that is not possible, because we have an opening of state crimes to be charged, which he cannot pardon people for. And also, the flipping is occurring by many, because you do not want to get stuck on the other side of this figurative wall that Trump is trying to build between him and everybody else. I mean, did you hear this crazy bastard yelling on Fox News about some $700,000 that Andy McCabe's wife supposedly got for her campaign? He's talking about $700,000 for Andy McCabe. Meanwhile, he's got $1 billion in loans to the Russian government. Think about the hypocrisy and the irony there. When you really know the truth, and he knows what he did. There's a reason why he's scared to death. It's because he's going to prison. And he should. And people like Scott Pruitt should go to prison too. Because you cannot be acting in this way, acting only for lobbyists and special interests in a position where that is illegal to do that. There's a reason why we have a separation between, really, there's a separation between church and state. There's also a separation between public and private sector. And there's a reason for that. The government is not supposed to be about making profit. It's supposed to be about helping its citizens, cleaning up the water, not helping special interest dump coal waste and fracking waste and allow people to set fire to their faucets with a match because they are sitting on natural gas fracking that is kicking gas into their water supply. Okay. Those things the government should not be erring on the side of special interest. It should be erring on the side of protecting our citizens, shouldn't we? Yes. Yes, we should. It's one reason why you don't want a businessman running everything. The debate about whether Trump is a businessman, I mean, well, what does that even mean? Does that mean he's a criminal? Is that what people really mean when they say businessman? I know that the mafia always talks about business, in his business. You know, Cohen has his businesses. Apparently the FBI wants something to do with his businesses. Yeah, that's what it is. It's got nothing to do with me. It's got businesses. Yeah, businesses. His business was paying off your porn stars that you were nailing. Yes, that was his business. Apparently it was your business too, buddy. Mr. David Dennison. Oh, I can't believe he's still there. Anyway, all right. Backing up for a second. I actually want to go back to Russia for a minute. I saw news today about Telegram. Telegram, I believe, is an app which a lot of people used in Russia. It was blocked by Putin. I mean, anytime anything's done by the Russian government, it's done by Putin right now. It was blocked by Putin because they wouldn't hand over their encryption keys to the Russian, which means communications between people using this app apparently couldn't be harnessed by the Russians. And why do they care so much? This was an issue a couple years ago, actually. It hasn't been an issue recently, but it will be, which is the encryption arms race. And can you really create something that's unhackable? And the answer is sort of. Yes, but not really. And it's always moving and fluctuating and changing because the basis for which the encryption is made is constantly fluctuating and changing in the number of characters. And so the number of attempts you can to try to break some type of encryption key starts to go up exponentially the more characters you're able to use. And if that sounded complex to you, all it means is if we use really big prime numbers to write encryption keys, we're always finding new prime numbers. I actually believe that we are finding prime numbers via cryptocurrency mining. That's been one of my theories about cryptocurrencies, is that they are actually, a lot of the mining that is done, that's not just tracking transactions and doing actual physical transactions on the cryptocurrency networks, but other additional excess capacity that is being used by these servers, I believe, is testing and mining for newer and higher prime numbers, because it takes a tremendous amount of computing capacity and RAM and everything else to do that. So why not utilize all the computers that exist in the world to try to identify the newest prime numbers, because it strengthens our ability to create encryption. or to master encryption to a way that's unbreakable. So I've always thought that happens. And I hope one day I'll be proven right on that, because I can't imagine what else those computers are doing. And anyway, so Russia decided to block Telegram, and people are protesting in the streets, right? And they're coming out and they're saying, this is ridiculous, yada, yada. I see this as the first salvo of a potential data revolution in Russia. Because here's the thing about the Russians. Russians are freaking smart, man. They are smart. They're crafty. They also do things without bureaucracy in a lot of ways. And I think that's what many people in this country are envious of, is how they can just immediately do something. You think you're able to wage a cyber espionage war campaign the way Putin did without having direction coming from just one person? Like all those people that were running those farms on Facebook to pass crappy information to everyone and try to sway opinions, that's like directly coming from a couple people up in the Russian government. And so you could never do that here in the United States, because if we're going to launch, if our CIA is going to launch a cyber espionage expedition, we're going to have to get that approved, believe it or not, by a ton of people. And one would look and say, hey, this is too obvious. We're going to get caught. We can't do this. This is a war crime. Like we're going to get busted. This happened a while ago with the Stuxnet virus that was sent in to mess up the Iranian nuclear plants. Yeah. Who do you think came up with that? Yeah. That was probably us. I don't know that for a fact, but I'm pretty sure that the evidence on that was that it was a combination of us and maybe Israel together working on that. Maybe a couple other EU nations. I'm not sure, but I'm pretty sure we came up with that. Anytime you have to implement these massive cyber espionage campaigns, anyway, it's a lot easier when you don't have to go through a massive bureaucracy. But the massive bureaucracy is there to help protect us from making bad decisions. And we can start to see that what Russia has been doing in the long term is a very bad decision. Putin was able to get our presidency for a year and a half so far, but now that we're all finding out what's going on, it's exposing everyone else, and he's end up getting more sanctions against more Russians, and the entire world is on guard now, and we are insisting that the Russians start playing fair. Otherwise, we're going to drop the hammer on them. And it's a proverbial hammer, because nobody's going to be waging war against each other. The powers are too great. But we're going to continue to wage this financial war and social war and news war. That's going to continue to happen. And I think that Putin is going to age, and he's going to slip up. And the people in Russia are eventually going to revolt, because they're going to want the freedom too. They're going to want to live in a country that doesn't steal all their money from them. For everyone who, all the Americans that complain that the IRS comes at you and takes all your money. God damn, Uncle Sam taking a third of my check. I freaking bullshit. I work my ass off and I want my money, and I shouldn't be giving shit to anybody. Okay, if you think that the IRS is bad, which by the way, I think the IRS is great. I actually checked my refund status today. I love that database. It took me 30 seconds and I was able to see my refunds coming like tomorrow. Awesome. They don't get enough credit when they do something right. Plus, you ever had a problem with the IRS? They deal with you professionally. They deal with you by mail, and they do not come flying after you and locking you up. The only phone calls you get from fake Indians pretending to be the police coming to get you are not the real IRS. They're the fake people in Bali. Now, okay, fake people. They're real people pretending to be fake people. Now, back it up one second. So the Russian people are one thing with taxes. What they do in Russia is if they want your money, they just take it. They just take it. That's the way the mob works. And if you're operating a legitimate business and you actually pay your taxes, and then you piss them off like Bill Browder did and Sergei Magnitsky did, they actually take the taxes you paid. They then refile your old year taxes, say that you take your refund, take the money that you gave the Russian government as your tax payment, generate a refund for themselves from that amount, and then say that you still owe, and then come after you. That's what happened to Bill Browder. That's what happened to Sergei Magnitsky. And that's what happened to his companies in Russia. Completely fraudulent activity stemming from the Russians, because they just take your money if they want it. that's what life is like in Russia. And also that is what Donald Trump would like to do in this country if he could, because that's what Putin is telling him to do. And Putin owns him, right? So I think that what you'll see is an enlightenment in Russia as the information... Putin is going to try to ban all this stuff, but you're not going to be able to block free communication forever. Eventually, the truth will come out, and it's going to hurt him, because the rest of the world's going to be shunning Russia more and more and more, and that's not the answer. The answer is, I podded about this a few weeks ago. The answer is Vlad. I called it VR Vlad, I think was the name of the pod. Use your intelligent Russians to better humanity and help all. I mean, come on, you used to be a communist country. Let's help everybody, right? Instead of trying to destroy everyone and making Russia number one. If you think about the whole make America great again, that obviously is a Russian-based slogan, because it's saying that America is not great now. And it's saying that it needs to be greatened. So in a way, it's denigrating the country. And of course, that came from Putin. I mean, come on, who else that could come from? Because it speaks to a certain demographic that is really unhappy with how things are in America. And questionable about whose fault that actually is. If you're not happy, is it the government's fault? Or is it your fault? Or is it due to circumstances that are out of your control? And I'm sure that when people are unhappy, it can be a combination of all three. But it doesn't mean that all government is wrong, because that's just ridiculous. And it doesn't mean that you're wrong all the time, because that's also just ridiculous. And it doesn't mean that all those external circumstances that you can't control are always going to weigh you down. It doesn't. But it does mean that we still have to think critically about what's going on, and we need to push our government in the right direction, and we need to lock up the traitors when they find themselves in position of power, which is what's going on right now. So Scott Pruitt, your days are numbered. Your days are numbered, and if we don't get you out by Memorial Day, we have failed as a government, because you are scum, and you should not be running an organization that all you do is fight against in the name of a few special interest folks. That shit is going to stop, and you're out, Scott.